South Africans than ever turning to solar to avoid load shedding and the spiraling cost of electricity. That's you and I. That's every single one of us, I have no doubt. We've seen some horror stories on social media recently. Solar panels going up in flames. You've seen that, have you? Of course, there's some scams running out there as well, so be really circumspect. But in the case of flames, in a scenario like this, who's liable for the damages? The homeowner, the insurance provider, the installation company that didn't connect the wires, didn't connect the dots properly? Who is? Wynan van Vieren, the client experience partner at King Price Insurance, joins us on the line to give you the lowdown on solar installations. He'll talk about, yeah, what every homeowner needs to know before installing solar, I guess, and what to do to make sure the installation is hassle-free and fully covered. Welcome, Wynand. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Clarence. I was laughing at you a bit earlier, you know, so it's true that everyone just wants to get Eskom in history, you know, get rid of them. So, yeah, everyone is on that bandwagon trying to install alternative you know, power supply, and that is where we find ourselves now.
Ons wil hulle nie padsteek, Wynand. Ons wil hulle graag nie padsteek. Wynand, I just want to get a general assessment. You know, things are changing constantly. I would imagine the industry is also changing constantly, kind of looking to catch up with stuff. Just generally.
Yes, there's a, you know, just when we're done with the one thing, you know, like a pandemic, then we suddenly sit with, you know, the possibility of a blackout. We saw a lot of in the media yesterday on that, you know. So what's going to be the challenge next? You have to be able to adapt to that. We also saw a big increase now with all the load shedding on damage to electronic appliances, you know, in households, in businesses. That's computer equipment, you know, your normal domestic appliances, fridges, those things. There's a lot of those claims. We had a 27% rise in claims, you know, in King Price just on those items. It's a new challenge. You know, it's important that insurance companies are responsible, that they act to these things and make sure that they will be able to buffer, you know, the claims that are coming in and to put people in the same position than what they've been in and get themselves ready to support the, you know, their clients with us.
Wynand, also just from my vantage point, I get the sense that the insurance industry is really competitive, which means as the consumer, we benefit from such competition, right?
In a very healthy competition in South Africa. That's why I always say, you know, it's not advisable to just be with one insurance company for 10 years and trust that you're getting the best premium every year. It's phone around, make sure and read your policy wording and that documentation that the insurer is sending you. Make sure that all your specific risks are properly covered and that you pay the lowest premium for it. You know, you don't just want to, you know, hope that you're paying the best premium and find out 4 years later that you've wasted thousands of rands into premium unnecessarily.
Let's go to solar. Let's start at the start. I see an ad. It's a really good price. It compares favorably to the other ads that I've seen. I'm after price. Is that a fatal mistake, nearly?
You must be very careful. So, you know, not everything that you see out there is as it's advertised. One must first go and phone around. You know, a lot of people are going through that now. They need that alternative. We're talking about solar. You've mentioned we've seen solar panels up in flames. We've seen lithium batteries up in flames, but also generators, you know, which were incorrectly installed. People must be very careful. Go and read, talk to people, talk to customers of the specific company that you might want to make use of. And if that electrician then comes to your property or to your business, make sure that you first find out that he's accredited to do that work, and that at the end of the day, he will be able to give you that COC or that certificate of compliance before he left the property, because the onus is on you as an insured person, you know, to make sure that that installation is 100% correct.
So if he's got the certificate of compliance, if he is or she is this credible kind of installer, then my solar panels are not going to go up in flames unless, of course, the devil breathes on my house.
Yeah, so, you know, so it is, you know, equipment with high voltage, and anything can always happen. So what I always advise is a lot of people are phoning in now and say, listen, okay, so I've put this system into my house. Are there any responsibilities, you know, coming to my insurance side? And yes, there's a lot of responsibility. I've mentioned now the first responsibility is to make sure that you're dealing with legit people that's going to put the system into your house that you actually pay for, and that will work and that will help you in your circumstances. It will be sufficient for your needs. Then thereafter, you need to make sure that installer is accredited to, and because you as an insured person has the obligation to make sure that you always look after your property, and it will be completely irresponsible to just plug a generator somewhere in where you're not sure how it should be installed into the system, to just put panels on your house with those dangerous lithium batteries if you don't know how it must be done. I always advise people, don't do it yourself. Make sure that you get that electrician who knows exactly what should be done there. Then you know that, you know, in your policy wording, most of the insurance policies out there will say that they're not liable for defective workmanship. You know, they're not going to be liable if your roof falls in if it wasn't properly built. Therefore, the same with these systems. You need to make sure that it's properly installed and that a irresponsible installation problem will not be the result of your house burning down or a part of it burning down or other damages coming through. So, once you've done that and you get your certificate, you know that everything is 100%, you can switch the system on. If anything then happens, then your insurer must stand by you. You've got your building property, your building policy, your house contents property policy. That must include that, that power surge damage. That must include fire damage. And many of the media people are phoning me now and say, listen, Wynand, is King Price including the power surge damage currently for the customers? We are including that. That is what customers now in these times are in need of. Take your policy wording and go and make sure that it is included there. And if it's not, as you said, you know, there's good, healthy competition in the company, phone someone and see that it's in there. So if there's then a loss, you've done everything on your part to make sure that the installation is correct and there's a loss, then your insurer will put you in the same position. They will repair your house. They will pay for your new contents. And then you know, but they will take it on with a company that has made mistakes, if there were any mistakes, and it's not your baby anymore.
I'm talking to Wynand van Vieren in Pretoria at the moment, client experience partner at King Insurance. We're talking about solar panels and home insurance. There's a voice note in for you, Wynand. Let's take a listen.
Good morning. I'm finding the chat about the insurance highly interesting. What happened to me quite a few years ago was that I had a fireplace installed in my home, and I had a very reputable company come and do it. I did get the compliance certificate and everything from the company. And a few years later, about 4 years later, I woke up alone one night and found my house completely on fire. The whole roof of my home was on fire. I obviously called the fire brigade, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, the house more or less burned down. And my insurance did not cover my claim because I had the fireplace installed. And the forensic scientist said that the fireplace installation had been incorrect and that one or two building regulations were contravened. Now, obviously, as a layperson, you don't know that. And if you've got the compliance certificate, you assume that it's all been actually installed correctly. But yeah, it was a very harsh lesson, as we no longer had our insurance company to help us get through the 2 years that it took to rebuild the property.
Sorry to hear that, but Wynand, you know, this is South Africa, so now you've got to get a private investigator to make sure your certificate of competence, your compliance certificate is legit. How do you know if a compliance certificate is legit?
Yeah, that's very difficult. You know, so it's actually sad for me to hear the lady's story. In that circumstances where she acted with due care, she made sure that the installation of that fireplace was, you know, done by a proper builder, accredited person. Then the insurance should have stood by her, fixed the damage, and then if there were any you know, defective construction or anything, then go after that installer or that builder. You know, one can only do what you can do. So if you employed a proper electrician to do the installation for you, you got the certificate, what more can you do now? You can't go into the roof and, you know, or go into the electronics and see that everything was properly done. In that circumstances where you did what you had to do, you acted with that due care, your insurer must stand by you, and then if anything was effective thereafter, take it on with that installer and go and recover what they want to. But to just turn your back on a client like that, where the client did everything that she could, for me, that is not fair. It will also definitely not be for the ombudsman. You know, in circumstances like that, people always also have the short-term insurance ombudsman who they can approach. It doesn't cost money, and they will assist you you know, against an insurer like that.
How do you vouch for a compliance certificate? Where can you verify it? Is there such a place?
Yes, there is a place that you can phone, and that is indicated on that certificate. So you can phone the institution, make sure that this you know, electrician is actually accredited and that is valid.
Okay, and so if there's no such number, you can assume then that it's not a compliance certificate.
Yeah, definitely so. And it's not going to be difficult to get hold of them. And, you know, once you also, if there's anything suspicious for you around it, it's better to rather, you know, then just get a second opinion and make sure that everything was 100% done. But it's better to make sure that you're dealing with the right people. Always act with that due care and make sure that your house, your property and everything is not in danger.
It's necessary to ask what comes first, the horse or the cart. Who do you go to first? Do I go to you, Vainan, first at King Price, or do I go to the installer first?
No, you can. Well, is your question, should you first approach your insurer and then?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So what's very important is when you make any, adjustments to the risk like that, to your property, to your house or house contents or so, phone your insurer. I actually can't understand that people don't do it regularly. So there's several reasons for that. The risk change in the first place. And now you install this lithium batteries, this whole system into your property. Your insurer has got data on that. You know, is it a higher risk for them or actually a lower risk now that you're on the system? You know, coming to less appliances and so that will get damaged, you know, with less or more protection on it with your inverter that you have there now. There can be several things that they take into account and that can influence your premium that you pay, your risk, specific risk now, and your premium. But also the value of your property is now higher. So you need to inform your insurer, I've paid 250,000 Rand for the solar system or for this generator. Please include it in my insured amount so that you're not caught out later if you have to claim. And the insurer comes in and say, but listen, you 250,000 Rand now underinsured.
Vainant, we're running out of time. I want to play this voice note before we go to news headlines at 11:30. Joe, let's take a listen.
Hi, Clarence. I wonder if you could ask Vainant. I hear he says that once you've done everything and you've got the compliance certificate and everything, what more can you do? But the thought comes to me now, could you then not call your insurance when you've completed the installation and have people assess whether everything was done correctly so that they can turn around? If anything should happen, then I can turn and say, but I had the insurer in, they did an assessment, and now I therefore want to claim from my insurance because I also went that further step. I don't know, I'm just thinking.
In Ekwistani Selekani, maybe you do, Vainan.
Yes, Clarence, I do. So the question is, can your insurer now not send someone to come and see that the work was properly done? Unfortunately, insurers don't have that capacity. You know, these installations are happening in big numbers now. So therefore, that insurer must make sure that everything is 100% correct. Your insurer will only come to you once there are any issues there. You need your electrician to get that installation correctly done.
Can I hold you just for a short while? Will you stay on the line, Wynand? There's another WhatsApp message that I think 100%. You need to thank you.
Monday to Friday.
From 9 a.m.
This is Views and News with Clarence Ford.
Only on Cape Talk.
And we're going to catch up on your voice notes. Loads in. One specifically for Wynand van Vieren, client experience partner at King Price. Of course, chatting about solar panels and home insurance. Let's take a listen, Joe.
Hi guys, I have a question for your guest. I read somewhere a couple of days ago, it might have been on my broadband, that Suntom and I think another big insurer, can't remember their name, are changing their policies that they, as of the next month or two, no longer going to be supporting claims for electrical damage due to, you know, load shedding, blackouts and electrical spikes and that. I mean, is this true? Because my insurance is underwritten by Suntom, so I'd just like to get a confirmation on that, and are they allowed to do that? Thank you.
Wynand, I hope you got that. Wynand van Vieren out in Pretoria, client experience partner at King Price Insurance.
Yes, Clarence, I heard the question. So what's happening there, one must actually be very careful. There is cover for damage due to load shedding. That will be that power surge, you know, that sending too much electricity in one moment and that damage electronic equipment. Then there's also cover that many policies are given for losses if there's a blackout. So that will be if Eskom has spoken about it yesterday, where they said, listen, if there's overusage and that's not properly managed, it can happen that systems are going off, power supplies going off, that can be a problem to get on again. And then it can happen that businesses and residential areas are without electricity for very long times. And that can even close a business doors. So they want to get out of that cover that's given, you know, in circumstances like that, when there's a blackout for longer periods. So on a domestic side, on a personal line side, it's important to take your policy and go and see what is covered there. Do you still have your cover for losses due to load shedding, that power surge? Make sure you've got that in place. And if there's any changes made to that and you're not happy, phone another insurer and get it for yourself. And then on your business side, which is very important, make sure that if there's a blackout, what is the support, the business interruption cover that your insurer gives you? How is that influenced by the changes that are made? If you're not happy with that, phone around and make sure that you get it in place if you need it.
Wynand, you've given us invaluable information. It's appreciated.